Sunday morning, 5:22, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called Prayer Call. Prayer Call. I'm raising you up for this time and for this hour. Now that I've released you to have time to do this from your natural vocations, now you can finally do what you were called to before you were born. Do I need to read that again?
Yeah, please do.
I'm raising you up for this time and for this hour. Now that I've released you to have time to do this from your natural vocations, now you can finally do what you were called to do before you were born. I called you from the womb, and you have, just like Esther, been called for such a time as this. My sons, I gave you a word a few months back about this. Pray that God will raise up an army of intercessors to bring church and government, church order and God's government. This is in direct fulfillment of what I taught my disciples to pray. This is Matthew 6, 9 through 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Speak this way. That's what the Lord said. Speak this way. This is Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there was great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Isn't that God's order, God's government? I would just had a thought that whenever all this starts coming down, there's supposed to be seven trumpets on the phone. They call it the seven trumpets are supposed to sound on your phone. This is the seventh angel sounded. The kingdoms of this world have now become the kingdoms of our God. You've been wondering, what am I going to do now? And even sought out things to do. But what have you to seek me? Not things, not jobs, seek me. I will tell you what you need to do. This will keep you out of going back to what I have brought you out of. All the teaching you have heard until this day has been to bring you out of the strongholds of your mind and to know my will and do my will. I'm issuing you a prayer call. I'm tearing down the kingdoms of this world, and I will rebuild my kingdom here on earth. When you pray in divine order, you will pray in the apostles and prophets. Prophets will once again be advisors and counselors to the government, just like they were under the old covenant. There will be no separation of church and state, spiritual leaders and government leaders working together for the good of the people, just like the founding fathers laid down in the Constitution. This Constitution came out of great oppression from Satan. The forefathers lived under this tyranny, and they never wanted their descendants to have to experience it. This will happen when my word is first place and final authority. So here is your real job. It's been hard for you to let go, for you have depended on the world system most of your life. But know this, that when you flow with me, you should prepare yourself for plenty. More than enough. More than you can ask or think. You will have so much you will have to get rid of the old store to make room for the new. I heard an explosion of wealth. That's what I heard. An explosion. You're going to think, this house is just going to have to be a storage building. I'm going to have to go get me a new place. You have learned from earlier teachings about an apostolic prayer council. This is what I'm calling you to do. If you notice, you can see that you have been turning in that direction of your decrees. You've been turning in the directions of your decrees. This all must be birthed in the spirit first. A baby is formed in the womb first and then birthed into the world. So is the way of prayer. I'm establishing my divine order in this ministry and the church. Do not waste time on silly pursuits or unprofitable things. I know the desires of your heart, and I will grant them. Take no thought about it, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. There is a lot of work ahead. Can I count on you? Do not try and figure it all out. Just as I brought you to where you are today, I will not abandon you now. The teaching, learning to flow in the supernatural, has brought you to this point. Now this new series, Prayer Call, will bring you to where you need to be. I am the teacher of the church. Others will hear the prayer call and come alongside at a later time.